This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Does rural America have a health care crisis? We're going to tackle that conversation here momentarily. Matt Gaetz took on the Secretary of Defense on the question of DOD drag queen shows on bases of the United States military. We'll share the clip of that you need to hear. Ted Cruz also having quite the conversation with the Secretary of Homeland Security. That Mayorkas, I think he loves it, Kev.
Oh, my.
I think he thoroughly enjoys it.
So frustrating.
And he thinks he's the winner, man. There's nobody that's got anything on him. He comes in there
no.
so cocky.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
No answers from any of them.
Yeah. All that and more this half hour, plus more next half hour, like John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment, on their Freedom Rally for you Minnesotans, April 4th, to say enough already, what you're getting from your state government down there, and the Minnesota Twins, and the Kansas City Royals, and the home opener today. We'll have a short little report from our sports guy, James McCarty. So all that coming up this hour on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for all of that. Texter says, hey, 4 minutes an hour is what you save increasing the speed limit to 80. Absolutely not worth the effect on your perception and reaction times. Increased speeds will absolutely increase crashes. It's not debatable. For 4 minutes an hour? Irresponsible by the legislature. Well, the governor's vetoed it, so it won't become law unless they override it. But news this morning, as we mentioned, 80-mile-an-hour speed limit increased from 75 to 80 by the state legislature that passed both the House overwhelmingly and the Senate by just a bit. Has been vetoed by Governor Burgum.
I had to do some looking on that quick. I looked at the Autobahn, crashes versus fatalities on the Autobahn in Germany, and it runs in Europe. And granted, that's a lot smaller roadway, but relationally, as far as the ratio goes, from it's half of what the death rate is in the U.S. So,
and the speed is what?
Unlimited, as fast as you want to go.
Yeah. So.
So I mean, it's. I don't know.
Interesting take on that. I have a hunch that the. Legislature might override that veto. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Story I saw from ABC News caught my attention that I wanted to bring a pro in to talk a little bit about this. And that is the United States is grappling with a simultaneous shortage of primary care physicians and a rural health care crisis. At least 136 rural hospitals and health systems closed between 2010 and 2021. And over 40% of rural hospitals operate with negative profit margins. How big is the problem, and is it here? That question for Dr. Rich Vedder from Essentia Health, Chief Medical Officer for their Essentia Health West Division. Rich, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Glad to be here.
Thanks for the time today. So do we have a healthcare crisis here?
Yes, I think, post-pandemic, we are seeing a lot of stress on our health systems in some of our urban areas, but certainly in our rural areas as well. Rural areas have, unique challenges. Workforce challenges are even exacerbated. Reimbursement rates are a challenge. Access to behavioral health and mental health services are different. There's different health disparities, transportation, whole host of things that really make it more challenging in the rural communities.
Joanne Conroy, who is Chief Executive Officer and the President of Dartmouth Health, was quoted in this as saying, I would say it is probably the worst time for healthcare that we've ever experienced. She noted increased costs, inflation, limited housing, and workforce shortages have made running rural hospitals more challenging. By the way, how do we define a rural hospital? We're in rural America, right?
Yeah, you know, there's different definitions. You know, in North Dakota, particularly, you know, there's a designation that's a federal designation called critical access hospitals, which are hospitals less than 25 beds. I believe there's about 40 of those in North Dakota. And then there's larger hospitals, of course, and the six major hospitals in our more metro areas.
Yeah, because our urban is a little different than Minneapolis urban. So, there's a lot. But, that's pretty dire, what she's saying, to say it's the worst time for healthcare that we've ever experienced. And obviously Dartmouth is out east, so I don't know exactly what they're facing. And then she goes on to talk about increased costs, inflation, limited housing, workforce shortages, making rural hospitals more challenging. I mean, what part of that mirrors what you're seeing here?
Yeah, I think there are some unique challenges, but, you know, with challenges also come opportunities. And I think, you know, one of the things that we learned during the pandemic was, you know, telehealth, we can use telehealth services to provide a lot of the services that otherwise wouldn't be out in those rural communities. As one example, I think workforce shortages, you know, figuring out ways to do things differently than what we've had in the past. You know, we all are well aware that the cost of healthcare has become unsustainable and unaffordable for many of us. And if any of you have been to the doctor, had surgery or procedure recently, you recognize that out-of-pocket expenses have gone way up. And so I think it's really an opportunity for us to say, just because we've delivered healthcare in one way in the past does not necessarily mean that's the best way to deliver it in the future. So it's up to, I think, us as well as legislators and others to really, figure out a better way to provide health care.
Give me some examples of a better way that are at least being considered and might solve or mitigate a little bit of this problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, most industries, if you look at what other industries have done, right, they've really leveraged technology. You know, when you go to, get an airplane ticket or book a hotel room, you know, you do it all yourself online. You know, we've moved in that direction and you can make online appointments now, but for the most part, most of those are still a face-to-face interaction, which for some individuals is appropriate because of maybe some of the complexities or their inability to navigate the system. But I think technology really needs to be amplified in how we do our work. But a lot of the other industries are 10 to 15 years ahead of the health industry.
Why have costs increased so much?
Well, more recently, you know, it's the inflationary effects, you know, with the supply chain issues we've had, cost of labor. You know, we all know that salaries have gone up with the inflationary effects over the past 2 years. So I think those are big things. Technology, again, you know, technology costs have gone up. Pharmaceutical costs actually lead for a lot of the healthcare increases over the last couple of years as well. So I would say it's staffing increases, supply chain, pharmaceuticals, and technology.
And talk a little bit about how telehealth could mitigate some of that. How does it help?
Well, I think it helps in a couple ways. We actually are doing a pilot right now where we're using telenursing. And so really, you have a nurse at the bedside that, you know, might be taking care of, you know, five patients, now might have six or seven, but then you have a telehealth nurse that comes into the room via video and actually interacts with that patient and maybe does their history taking, and enters in the computer real time. And so that's available for everyone on the care team to see, but it can be done remotely versus having to have somebody sit directly in the room, 100% of the time. So different things like that to really look at how we do our work and how can we do it, in different ways.
So is it as simple as just being more efficient and being able to see that many more patients in a shorter period of time because you're doing it electronically?
I think electronics helps with some of the efficiencies, but I think also we need to figure out who's the best person to provide that care. You know, one of the things we've seen over the last 10 to 15 years is advanced practice clinicians. So our nurse practitioners, our physician assistants, other health care support staff that can really do some of the work that physicians maybe were asked to do in the past, but there's a lot of things that RN can do to their scope of licensure, and maybe even do it better based on their background and training than, say, maybe a physician. So really taking the physicians who are the most highly trained and having them do things that only physicians really are needing to do, and having other people with lower level of licensures do those other tasks.
Is crisis the right word for what we're describing here?
I think it's certainly a huge challenge. I think, you know, the financial situation, you know, of over 50% of hospitals are currently losing money. And that's not just rural hospitals, but more urban hospitals as well. Again, for some of the reasons that I mentioned. I think we've talked a lot over the past couple of years about how do we reduce the healthcare spend and make it more affordable. And so I think it really is an opportunity, as I said earlier, to really look at how we're doing things and kind of decide or figure out how can we do it more efficiently and more reasonable and cheaper than we have been able to do in the past.
Interesting conversation. Dr. Richard Vedder, who is the Chief Medical Officer at Essentia Health's West Division. Thanks for the time today. Rich, appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
16 past the hour, short break. When we come back, we'll share those clips you might have missed of Matt Gaetz, the Defense Secretary, and the Homeland Security Secretary with Ted Cruz. You'll want to hear
it. PetroServe USA, home to great deals all month long, like any size fountain or coffee or cappuccino, 79 cents. Need a new phone cord? And a Corda. Sale price, $3.99 to $27.99 for the best of the best. Rare Mega Vapes are $19.99. 16-ounce Red Bull, 3 for $8. Stun Guns, $5 off. Little Trees, 99 cents. Old Trapper, 10 ounce for $12.99, and so much more. And a PetroServe USA near you, helping you feel better.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Those times you stood by me for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made for true, for all. Yeah.
What's for lunch today? PetroServe USA, of course. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Let me make you hungry here. Happy birthday, Celine Dion, by the way. Thank you. I have one more request for Celine Dion.
Oh, you do?
Then go back to your account.
We'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
No problem.
Lunch today, barbecued pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City, scalloped potatoes and ham or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA, the 12th Avenue and I-29 location, Salisbury Steak, same at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Beef Tips Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Yulin, some lasagna with garlic toast. Oh, is that any good? 45th Street in Fargo. That was my just best Joe Biden whisper there I could give for you. Lasagna and garlic toast. There you go. There is no inflation. Everything's fine. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Okay, Kev, so we have Matt Gaetz and the Secretary of Defense. This is pretty good.
Yeah, this is Lloyd Austin. They had the, they got the hearing going on, and Gaetz grilled Lloyd Austin over drag queen story hours on military bases. Apparently, this is happening.
Get him from Florida, Mr. Gaetz, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Secretary, you told Senator Schmidt yesterday that if the 8,000-plus service members who've been separated from the military due to the vaccine mandate want to reapply, that they're welcome to do so, but that you would do nothing to solicit their reapplication or to incentivize it. Why is that?
I think it's incumbent upon the individual to make that decision and reapply. The mechanisms are there.
Yeah, but why don't – I mean, you're overseeing a recruiting nightmare in our military right now. These are 8,000 patriots. And by the way, your department broke the law in administering the vaccine mandate. And that's not me saying so. That's the Inspector General for the Department of Defense who wrote on June 2nd of 2022, we found a trend of generalized assessments rather than the individualized assessment that is required by federal law.
The department did not break the law.
So wait, you mean the IG is wrong? You think the IG is wrong?
Mandate,
he says he broke the law.
The lives of a number of
ruined the lives of a number of people.
Oh!
And it ruined the lives of people who love our country and want to reenlist. Let me ask you this question. If we direct you by force of law to reengage and incentivize the reenlistment of these folks with full back pay and rank, do you have the capability to follow that instruction?
You put provisions in the law to enable those people to those former service members to reapply in accordance with the service
good. Well, we will do that just like we had to put the repeal of the vax mandate in the law. And I get the sense that the only reason you're not reaching out to these folks is pride, because otherwise they would be totally able to serve. And it seems that your personal pride is getting in the way. So going from the deeply serious things that we're not doing, reengaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing. Go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
Hello?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley-Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, and inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th.
Drag You Nellis.
Mr. Secretary.
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
Hello?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
Well, you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I said before.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last time to question you. You mentioned 2 years ago that you wanted to better understand white rage. And so my question is this. Did you read this book?
White Privilege.
No, not at all.
What is White Privilege is the book, and it's actually written by a DOD official, a senior official in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are now hundreds of these books in dozens of schools, and I wonder if you guys connect this to your problems with recruiting.
I've never read it, never seen it. Frankly, I don't even think about that stuff.
Don't care to see it.
Yeah.
Couple of grumps there that are like, we're just going to say what we're going to say regardless of the facts. Give me a little Ted Cruz and Mayorkas.
The whole thing's embarrassing to me. The fact that people in that position, in that much power, they have no idea about how to do any. It's just unbelievable. Greta Van Susteren was on with talking about Cruz's deal.
Yesterday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz had a fierce back and forth with U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. The verbal battle happened as the secretary was being grilled by Senator Cruz before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here's part of it.
This is epic.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery under your administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartel.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery? Do you know how many children have been sold into sex slavery?
To an unprecedented degree.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now, your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary.
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
Earlier today, I spoke with Senator Cruz. He's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which was that committee, and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Greta, great to be with you.
Senator, you had a rather blistering conversation with the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Tell me, you said he wasn't doing his job. What specifically do you want from him?
An answer?
Well, it's very simple, for him to do his job and secure the border. I got to say, yesterday's hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee was infuriating. Number one, because he won't answer a question. He stands there defiantly and insists nothing's wrong. And he has presided over the worst crisis at our southern border in the history of our country. We've seen over 5.5 million illegal immigrants cross under Joe Biden, under Alejandro Mayorkas. And what is so infuriating is that's not an accident. That's not incompetence.
Bingo! It is on purpose.
How about Mayorkas? We are taking it to the cartels. We are taking it to the cartels.
Where? Yeah. Where exactly are you doing that?
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed that headline.
I kind of did too. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a freedom rally at the state capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota, April 4th. That and more with John Hinderrocker as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. Multiple deaths have been reported after two Army helicopters crashed in southwestern Kentucky during a routine training mission last night. The two HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, part of the 101st Airborne Division, crashed in Trigg County, Kentucky. That's just over an hour's drive northwest from Nashville, Tennessee. A train hauling ethanol derailed this morning in Raymond, Minnesota, igniting several rail cars and forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Raymond is about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. The town is not accessible to the public at this time. After reporting this week on Russia's failing economy, Russia's main security agency says it has arrested the Wall Street Journal reporter for what it described as espionage. Russia's Federal Security Service said this morning it had arrested Evan Gerskovich, a U.S. citizen in the eastern part of the country. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Birthday today.
She is 55 today. Have you ever seen her house where
no,
she lives?
No.
She lived down, she's like 2 miles down the beach from Rush.
Oh, is that
right? Rush lived on that island.
Palm Beach.
In West Palm. And she's got a water park. Literally like a lazy river deal in her backyard. It's quite the estate she's got going down there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Rush's house is for sale.
Yeah, I think they sold it.
In case you're looking.
I think it's sold.
Is it gone?
Yep.
Okay. H.A. Thompson and Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, wants you to know about indoor air quality. First of all, the folks at H.A. Thompson and Sons have been around for over 100 years, since 1908. So, you know, you have somebody very reputable with that kind of history. They'd love... When they tackle a problem, they tackle a problem. And indoor air quality became a thing. Actually, you know, sick building syndrome goes back a long time, but became a lot more prevalent during COVID. In bars and restaurants and healthcare facilities and long-term care facilities, hospitals, the whole works, installed facilities. H.A. Thompson & Sons did them. In fact, H.A. Thompson & Sons had a grant from the state to go into assisted living, long-term care facilities, as well as schools, and provide indoor air quality. But the beauty of all this is they researched the best of the best and found the best technology, the most affordable process for you to take advantage of the very same thing in your home or your restaurant or your business, whatever it might be, indoor air quality. Yeah, make everybody breathe a little easier. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. The great John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment. And talk about a couple of things in the news, most especially circling on your calendar, April the 4th, the Freedom Rally. Are you in need of freedom in Minnesota, John? Is that what's going on? You're lacking freedom?
Scott, I can't tell you how much we are in need of freedom in Minnesota. We're seeing this legislative session, the left has gone absolutely nuts. You know, they have these skinny majorities in both the House and the Senate, one vote in the Senate, and they're trying to shoot the moon. You know, they're adopting all of the extremist legislation that they have been yearning for now for a while, and we're seeing one blow to our freedoms after another. And so next Tuesday, April 4, 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 until 12, in the Capitol Rotunda at the Capitol Building in St. Paul, we are hosting a freedom rally. The theme is Stop the Madness. April 4 is an important day. It's the deadline for some of the processes in the legislative calendar, and it's the last day before the Easter recess. The legislators are all going to be there on April 4, and we want thousands of people to turn out in the Capitol Rotunda and make some noise. We want these legislators to know that we want the madness to end. We want freedom in Minnesota, not the kind of tyranny that is being inflicted on us. So wherever you are, if you are a Minnesotan, get in your car, get a bus, you know, whatever it takes, and join us April 4th. That's next Tuesday, Capitol Rotunda, 11 o'clock in the morning.
I can just hear the St. Paul Democrats. John, I can just hear the St. Paul Democrats right now going, yeah, whatever. Let them have their little thing. Let them do their little deal. Nobody go. Nobody. We're there preaching to the choir. They all know that we're going to overrun them.
I disagree. I think when legislators actually hear noise in the rotunda and they see people that are, you know, just average everyday folks
people.
There, you know, I think you have a fighting chance of making a difference, especially Democrats from, you know, that are the districts that swing back and
reasonable.
Forth between Republican and Democrat.
The ones that are left, Scott. No, I think that's right. There are actually some areas where the left has backed off during this legislative session. You know, we've campaigned very hard against this terrible ethnic studies legislation. You know, they pretend that it's, oh, just learn about other cultures. No, it's not. It is a critical race theory, same battle we've been fighting for years in Minnesota. It's the same poisonous mixture of racism and anti-Americanism. And if you actually read the bill, you know, they don't make a secret of it. And we've got if you go to our website, AmericanExperiment.org, and click on the button at the top that says take action, one of the first things you'll see is we've got an informational page about this terrible ethnic studies bill that quotes from the bill and tells you what's actually in it. And as a result of our efforts, the left actually has backed off some on that bill. It remains to be seen, you know, what actually happens there. So
yeah, Minnesota hired its first chief equity officer yesterday. That's exciting. We got that going for us, John.
Huh?
Come on.
Because the one thing we don't have in this country is enough people being paid exorbitant salaries to work on diversity, inclusion,
and
equity. I mean, it's actually a scandal. So I do think we can have impact. And in any event, we can't just lie down and take it.
Amen.
We have to make our voices heard. And this rally at the Capitol in the Rotunda on April 4 is a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Take that in and do let your voice be heard on this ethnic studies. You know, you have a great piece up, as you mentioned, on the website, Bait and Switch. And there's all kinds of happy talk about what it is, and then there's what's actually in the bill.
Yeah, and our webpage there is kind of radical. It actually quotes the bill, right? And this is a classic instance where the liberals want to talk about the bill and make it sound nice. What they don't want is for anyone to actually read it and find out what they're up to.
Yeah, no, exactly.
John, can I ask quick? Yeah, I know you're up to speed on walls and first of all, we're spending $6.3 million to renovate the governor's mansion, but instead of, you know, finding a reasonable residence, Gov Tim decides to go spend $17,000 a month on a multi-million-dollar lake place out on Sunnyside Lane, out on Sunfish Lake. That's exciting.
Yeah, these people are shameless, aren't they? I mean, only a Democrat would think he can get away
exactly.
with
that.
Exactly!
Wow!
It's really unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with Sunfish Lake. Not just anybody can live in Sunfish Lake,
yeah.
Let alone on Sunfish Lake. This is actually a $17,000 a month lakefront mansion, and it's going to be the temporary home for Tim Walz.
Yep.
So, yeah, these people are really shameless. You know, they don't make any secret of what they're up to.
Let me guess. They're saying, well, we need that home because of security reasons. You know, it's the only way we can secure it. We can't, you know, live among the unwashed. We got to have some secure location. I've been surprised at the amount of attention that's been put on that, though. They're definitely having to answer this stupidity, aren't they?
Yeah, well, a lot of people are pointing out, too, gee, there's a bunch of vacancies in downtown Minneapolis and downtown St. Paul. You know, how about living there for a while, Governor? Well, of course, everybody's fleeing those places because of the crime. And needless to say, there's no danger of our governor temporarily living in either downtown Minneapolis or downtown St. Paul.
I think he should have gone and just gotten a nice apartment at Cedar Riverside. I mean, you could, you know, right over there, right by, you know, Right by 94?
Mix with the cops.
Yeah, come on, be diverse, Tim. Yeah. Or diverse. No,
I mean, look, everybody spends $17,000 a month for rent, right?
Oh,
right?
Man. Surely
you do that, right? $17,000 a month?
This is under my skin so bad.
Let's talk about the family leave bill before we let you go.
You know, the pushback here has been effective. This is another one. And for once, you know, the business community in Minnesota is almost worthless in political terms. You know, it's very rare for them to have any positive impact as a group. But this is an exception. There has been significant pushback to this family leave bill, which is so ill-conceived and so unnecessary. You know, 80% of employers already have got family leave programs, which should all be negated by this bill. It would set up a whole new payroll tax. It would establish a whole new state bureaucracy. And you can't even figure out reading the bill what the heck, you know, the family leave is. You know, what's the family? You know, it's just unbelievable the way the thing is written. And there's been a lot of pushback against it. And so this is another reason why we need to attend the rally on April 4 and really make some noise, because I think this is a fight that can be won.
You do? As in the whole thing will go away, or it'll be modified, or what?
Well, I'm hopeful the whole thing will go away. You know, we'll see.
Yeah, interesting. And I know that the chamber in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber, did a very good job of getting the facts out about this. And let the newly elected Rob Kupak know that this was a really bad idea, and he promptly voted for it. So,
yeah, that's right. We're still looking for those moderate Democrats, right? If you spot one, let me know.
Yeah, where the heck are they? I was also going to ask you if Kevin O'Leary's comments made any kind of a ripple down there. He was in North Dakota for a few days, and we interviewed him, and he talked about Minnesota being uninvestable and kind of putting it in the same category as California and New York. And he said, this, you know, I'm in Fargo today. Look across the river. It's Cuba. And some folks in Moorhead have taken exception to that, didn't like being referred to as Cuba. But he obviously was talking about the overall business climate of Minnesota and that it's uninvestable. Did that get any attention at all down there?
It's gotten quite a bit of attention. We wrote about it on our website. For those who don't know, Kevin O'Leary is one of the Shark Tank guys, very, very popular, well-known guy. He really laid into Minnesota. You know, he said, I got businesses in North Dakota. In North Dakota, you can invest money and create jobs and do well. Minnesota, as you say, Scott, he described as uninvestable. It's a message more Minnesotans need to hear. You know, the local media, the Star Tribune and so on, always full of happy talk about how great we're doing, even as people are leaving our state in droves. And, you know, some numbers came out the other day. This is something we've written about for years at American Experiment. You know, when we talk about people leaving Minnesota, the instinctive response is, oh, yeah, it's the snowbirds. You know, it's the retirees moving to Florida and Arizona. Well, of course, there's some of that. But one of the demographic groups where we lose the largest number of people on a net basis to other states is Minnesotans aged 20 to 29. Wow. Star Tribune actually covered that in an article a day or two ago. And this is something people need to really focus on. You know, our state is not thriving. Our state is not growing. Our state is not doing well. We are losing our young people because they are getting better job offers in other states. That's what's going on. You know, when you're 20 to 29 years old, what are you doing? You know, you're applying for jobs and you're taking the best offer you can get. And most of the time, that offer is not in the state of Minnesota. And that's why it's the brain drain. We're losing our young people. And Minnesotans need to wake up to that and do something about it.
You mentioned earlier the business community is worthless in a political sense. You know, those Fortune 100 companies that are there really would have a powerful voice if they put their heads up a little bit and go to work on some of this, because otherwise you're going to wake up one day and realize it's gone. Hey, find out more about the good work of the Center of the American Experiment, AmericanExperimentND.com, AmericanExperiment.org.
Thanks, John.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Great voice, doesn't she? Unreal.
And help us to be wise in times when we don't know.
The guy that sang this with her got a pretty good voice, too, I think.
Oh, Bocelli?
Oh.
Oh, man.
He's no slouch, as we say.
When we lose our.
Here he comes.
Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace. To a place where we'll be safe.
La luce che tu.
translating for him. The song is The Prayer.
Cool.
Happy birthday, Celine Dion.
I just want to be able to live in her pool house.
There you go.
I'm literally looking at her compound on Google Maps. I just want to live in the pool house. If I can just, you know, no problem. I'll take care of the pool.
Hey, it's another discount day at MyPillow.com. We have all kinds of great specials when you use the promo code Scott. I'd like to buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0 or the My Mattress 2.0 coil hybrid topper, 3-inch topper for your bed. It'll transform your bed. $219.59 when you use the promo code. That is normally $365.99. Buy one, get one. Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow set, beach blankets and beach towels, down comforters, duvet covers, dog pillows, plush blankets, throw blankets, the sandals. Oh my gosh. My coffee at mystore.com. That's my coffee at mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott for all these, or just call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Quick text before we get to big game James here. Texter says, I hesitate opening this box, but my husband and I have boys, and it's becoming challenging at times to find boy clothes. I mean masculine-looking clothes. We feel like the clothes in many stores are gradually becoming more feminized. Yesterday at Target, these very pink shorts were for sale in the men's section. I just don't get it. It's a part of the whole mess. It absolutely is. Appreciate the text and the calls and the comments today. We appreciate you. Big Game James is here, our sports director at Flag Family Media. Talking Twins baseball. KC today, the opener. Kind of feels weird in this weather, doesn't it, James?
Yeah, well, apparently it's a little bit warmer in Kansas City, Missouri, I guess. I'm good for them because I'm glad that we can get baseball off the ground because the Twins have their home opener in 7 days. So I saw Target Field. They've got those nice, you know, the heating coils and things of that sort. So it looks nice and pretty in Target Field right now. But everywhere surrounding it, it's not so pretty at the moment. It's not pretty anymore. I'm done with the snow. I'm over it.
Are the Twins headed for a World Series?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would.
Set the bar pretty high,
check
though.
His coffee.
It is. It's setting the bar pretty darn high. The Twins had a disappointing year last year with a lot of injuries, things of that sort. They finished 78-84, lost the division to the Cleveland Guardians now, the new mascot there and the Guardians for them. But, you know, it'll be an interesting season. I think it's going to be a three-headed race between Cleveland, Chicago, and the White Sox, and then the Minnesota Twins. And I really do believe that the American League Central comes down to just who stays healthier. Because the Twins, if you can have Pablo Lopez pitch like he did in the first half last year for Miami before we traded away Luis Rice for him, if Joe Ryan can continue on his upward trajectory, if Kenta Maeda can come back from that Tommy John surgery and pitch like he was in 2019 and 2020, the Twins will be looking really good in a starting staff perspective. And then with the shift being outlawed, they don't want the shift to happen anymore, so they're going to make sure that there's two infielders on each side of second base, and that's going to benefit guys like Joey Gallo and also Max Kepler for the Twins.
Explain that to me. The shift is no more?
The shift has been banned, so you're not allowed to. In years past, you would have, okay, let's say Max Kepler, left-handed hitter. He's a pull hitter, so they would take their third baseman and they would move him between the first and second baseman and put him like 15, 20 feet into the outfield grass to try and prevent some type of hard ground ball being hit, and you could throw them out at first base still. Well, baseball wants to bring back some of the excitement of base hits and things of that sort, so they've outlawed that. And you have to, if you're a third baseman or a shortstop, you have to stay to the left of second base, and if you're a first or second baseman, you have to stay to the right of the base. But something interesting that happened last week against the Twins specifically, and you can't have your heels on the outfield grass anymore.
Oh my
you have to be
God.
On the dirt
Come
or
on.
In because they want, for whatever, it's...
We don't have umpires anymore. We have hall monitors.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Exactly, dude.
It's so goofy. And I maybe I'll warm up to it a little bit more, but I don't like it. I think if you're a professional hitter and all you can do is pull the baseball, well, that's your problem. I don't know why you're gonna penalize the defense for taking advantage of something that you can't work around. But the Boston Red Sox a couple days ago against the Twins, they moved their left fielder into right field. There's no restriction against that I know of that I've ever been able to find. And so they put him where they usually put an infielder. And so they left left field completely wide open. They said, you're not going to hit it to left field, and we know it. So we're going to put our left fielder in right field. and just put him between the right fielder and the infielder.
You just find a way.
It's going to be interesting, though. So game one is this afternoon at 3:10 at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Twins, game one at 162, hopefully more as well.
Do Correa and Buxton play all year, yes or no?
Hopefully. We'll see, though.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.